Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him. The cat in the hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, fellas.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Earlier this week, the Giants held their veteran mandatory mini camp. Coming up on the program, the annual rookies trip to Yankee Stadium, plus Brandon Marshall's wide receiver camp. But now it's time for sights and sounds of mini camp. Obviously, the Giants got the mandatory work in that they needed as they get ready for training camp later this summer. A guy who's getting ready is second-round draft pick Dalvin Tomlinson. He sat down with Brandon London.
What's going on, Giants fans? Brandon London here for Giants Insider. Here with second-round draft pick Dalvin Tomlinson. Now, going second round, man, you got to smile. Like, yeah. How's it feeling so far? How you feel?
I'm excited just to get in and learn the players and just be with my new team, you can say. Yeah.
Well, I imagine it should be easy for you to learn these plays with you being, you know, offered scholarship to go to Harvard and such. Like, do you think that that has helped you come into here in the NFL and get comfortable with the playbook right away?
Yeah, I think so, because I go home and study the playbook just like it was a class and everything like that. And I study it day in and day out just so I can make sure I stay ahead of the game and try to learn the next day's install the day before. Just so I can get some kind of feeling of what we're going to put in the next day.
Nice. That was kind of my mindset my rookie year, but, you know, it's just different things. I went to UMass, and I came in here pro-style offense, but you've already been around NFL coaches. Mm-hmm. You've already been around a typical NFL-ready program. Mm-hmm. So what's that like? How does that give you confidence coming into the actual NFL?
It gives me a lot of confidence because, as you know, Coach Saban runs almost an NFL-style mm-hmm. college program over there, and just – the meetings we have here, it's the same things we did at Bama, the walkthroughs and stuff like that, picking up the plays. So I'm pretty much picking up everything pretty quickly for the most part. And it just feels like a home away from home, you can say.
So the biggest thing so far, yeah, like we said, you came from Bama, mm-hmm. NFL-type program. But what has been the biggest change or adjustment so far coming from college to the NFL for you?
The biggest adjustment probably would be the playbook, because it's different plays and different terminology and things like that. So I have to pick up on the different terminology, and just being at Bama so long, I got used to that defense. So just switching everything around is probably the biggest adjustment for me.
Hey, I imagine you'll get used to it really quick. We're looking forward to seeing you in every NFC East backfield, sacking all the quarterbacks, man. Thanks for taking the time to come out and talk to us. And Giants fans, be on the lookout for this guy here. Thanks for watching your Giants Insider.
Giants are hoping for big things from the second-round draft pick out of Alabama. When we come back, we'll tell you about Brandon Marshall's wide receiver camp, and the Giants go to Yankee Stadium. All that and more as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Brandon Marshall held a wide receiver camp in Carlstadt, New Jersey, and he got a helping hand from some teammates in Evan Engram and Sterling Shepard.
Giants fans, what's going on? As you can see, we have all of the top receivers, or most of them, in our New Jersey, New York area. So it's only right for us to get all the kids together and give them all the knowledge that we have. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be intense. And let's do it. That's good. Valiant. New war Valiant. I want you to like, go back in line. Get in the front. That's good feet. Back. Stop. Woo! Look at the DB in his eyes like this. Look, I'm going to come at you. What am I doing? Boom. I come out of it. Keep your head up. Get back in the front. Hey, one thing about football, it teaches us life skills. It teaches us to be disciplined and listen and coach and be coachable. So Coach White is talking and we got to be respectful. Two claps and let's listen to Coach. Ready? Two claps. All right, let's focus.
I'm glad to be out here helping my boy Brandon out. A lot of kids out there, it's cool to see them all big-eyed looking at us, asking us good questions, and just being able to get to teach them some stuff, give them some pointers, because they're in the shoes that I was in not too long ago.
Don't let anything outside determine your work ethic and your future. Just put the work in, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, it's great to be here to support them. Got the kids out here, trying to teach them a little bit of life goals and some work on the field as well. Hopefully they can implement some stuff that they're learning here into their game.
You have a goal that you want to get to, so you don't let anything get in the way of that. I mean, that's the main thing for me.
Look at me. Here you go. Look at me. There you go. Hey, that's good. I like that. Remember? Your eyes. This is what sports is about. It's about family. It's about life skills, the things you learn along the way. And we make it here. It's only right for us to give back and pour into these younger kids.
One, two, three.
Wide receivers.
Brandon Marshall imparting some knowledge on the kids about the wide receiver position with Sterling Shepard and Evan Engram lending a helping hand. Well, one of the really cool parts when you come to the New York Giants is, as a rookie, you get an opportunity to explore the house that Ruth built, Yankee Stadium.
What's up, Giants fans? Rookie's here. Going to the Yankees game. Ready to go. Excited. Been a long day. Get to enjoy ourselves a little bit. Tell them what's up. Wow, nothing? Yo. Give us a little something.
What's that?
Give us a little something.
Hey, man, here at the Yankees game in the Bronx. Watch Aaron Judge hit a couple home runs, baby.
Got the hat and all.
Swagged up.
Okay, swagged out. A little batting practice. Something else right here.
I'm calling a couple home runs, like barehanded, just one hand, man.
There you go.
Easy. I also got hit in the eye with a baseball before, too. Not fun. So I got my head on a swivel right now.
That's your guy right there, huh? Get excited here. Go grab some food.
Free food?
And then watch this game. All you can eat. You got crab legs, shrimp. You got some sushi. Sushi.
First class, just like every New York organization, the Giants and the Yankees. Excited to be here and just enjoy the night.
All right, just finished some meal, got ourselves some bacon here. Fresh hat. Got to rep it.
Fresh hat. Buy me some peanuts and
got to rep the hat now. Oh, no. Oh, so rough. Oh, that's a rough one to watch.
Did you make a tackle?
Oh, it's so rough.
Oh, that's a rough
one. Oh, no. Don't look at that. Can't beat these seats right here.
You got row one?
Can't beat these seats.
You got row one?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Row one. Something's wrong here.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, what
a stop by Headley. Gets to his feet, fires, and a scoop by Carter.
Let's go. Let's go, Yankees.
Hey, leaving Yankee Stadium, great experience, man. Really welcoming. Welcome us rookies in. Got to see the guys up in personal. Great experience. We about to head back to the hotel, get some rest so we can keep killing camp.
Once-in-a-lifetime trip for the Giants rookies at Yankee Stadium. When we come back, one of the most ferocious Giants of all time. We'll focus in on Sam Huff as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants have had a great history when it comes to linebackers. None more ferocious than number 70 Hall of Famer Sam Huff.
I came from West Virginia and as a son of a coal miner, and when I came to New York, it was just, I was like I was born to play here. It's such a magnificent city. In Yankee Stadium, there was nothing like playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, it was like playing in a Hall of Fame. And to be in the same locker room where Babe Ruth played and Mickey Mantle, I shared a locker with Mickey Mantle, and to play there, the way we played there, and the coaching staff that we had. You realize we had the greatest coaching staff in the history of the National Football League? Vince Lombardi coached the offense, and Tom Landry coached the defense, and Jim Lee Howe was the head coach.
Under Tom Landry's new 4-3 defensive scheme, Huff would flourish at the middle linebacker position. In his first season, he would help lead the Giants to the 1956 NFL Championship, becoming the first rookie middle linebacker to ever start in a title game.
Success breeds success. Lombardi used to say that. Winning is not the only thing, it's everything.
In 1958, the Giants would once again reach the NFL Championship before losing to the Colts in sudden death overtime in what's regarded as the greatest game ever played. New York would go on to win 6 Eastern Conference titles during Sam's 8 years with the team. During that era, Huff and the Giants developed a special rivalry with the Cleveland Browns and the league's greatest player.
Sam was basically the quarterback of that defense, and he had the flair to understand that he was in New York, so he became an instant celebrity by attaching himself to my legs quite often.
Today you will play pro football, riding on Sam Huff's back. We've wired him for sound with a tiny transistorized radio transmitter.
What do you do that for, 88? You do that one more time, 88, I'm going to sock you one. Now, don't do that. You run again, you'll get a broken nose. Don't do that. Hit me on the chin with your elbow.
I was very proud of our football team. I was very proud of being in New York. Those 8 years were just such great years. And we only had 33 ball players on the team then. Alex Webster came from New Jersey, and we had Frank Gifford and Kyle Rote and Charlie Connolly on the offense. And then on defense, we had Roosevelt Greer and Dick Moseleski, Andy Robustelli, Jim Katkavich, and Roosevelt Brown and Emlyn Tennell and Jimmy Patton. And I shored up the middle. We had such great players. Then Y.E. Tittle came to town. They were stars in themselves. I mean, all of these guys, we so blended together. It was really something very, very special.
Huff was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1982, and the extraordinary Giants defense that he helped lead would pave the way for all the great NFL teams that came after them.
When you look back at the history of this game and the contribution that each and every one of these ball players made, it was just such a magical time, and it was a new era coming in to pro football, which made it possible for today's television and radio and everything else and bringing the fans. And now we have the number one sport in the world, pro football.
Sam Huff, a true Giants legend. When we come back on the program, we'll check the social media buzz as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Cool vibe here at minicamp. Let's check out the vibe on the social media buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
What's up, Giants fans? On Thursday night, the Giants rookies watched the Mets take on the Nationals at Citi Field. And first-round draft pick Evan Engram had the honor of throwing out the first pitch. Let's see how he did. Now, this past weekend, a couple of the players decided to go to Six Flags Great Adventure. Landon Collins posted these videos on his Instagram story of the guys going on the rides and DRC playing some hoops. But this is the best part. Landon decided to join in with the Looney Tunes characters.
Freeze! Everybody clap your hands!
Now, we had two special guests stop by the facility this week. Giants legend Michael Strahan and Colonel Greg Gatson. Colonel Gatson is a true hero who inspired the 2007 team onto winning Super Bowl 42. That's a wrap for your social buzz.
That's Emma with the social media buzz. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. So the off-season stuff is over. The OTAs, the phases, and the veteran minicamp wrapping up this week at MetLife Stadium. It's now all about the run-up to training camp 2017 and the 2017 season. Although the players are not at the facility, there's a lot of work still to be done for the players individually. And the most important thing is for the guys to keep their conditioning up and keep that energy going, because when they get to training camp, you want to hit the ground running. You want to avoid any kind of injuries, any kind of lapses. It's all about keeping your body ready to go when camp starts, and that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.